ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, entitled Status Quo, Chapter Number 29, Explanation of Devotional Service, Text Number 37. Rupa Bedaspadam Divyam,
Rupa Bedaspadam Divyam,
Kala Iti Abhidiyate, Bhutanam Mahat Adinam, Yato Bhinna Trisham Bayam, Rupa Bedaspadam Divyam, Kala Iti Abhidiyate, Bhutanam Mahat Adinam, Yato Bhinna Trisham Bayam. Word to word meaning, Rupa Veda, of the transformation of forms. Aspadam, the cause. Divyam, divine. Kalaha, time. Iti, thus. Abhidiyate, is known. Bhutanam, of living entities. Mahat Adinam, beginning with Lord Brahma. Yataha, because of which. Bhinna Drisham, with separate vision. Bayam, fear. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. Translation. The time factor which caused the transformation of the various material manifestation is another feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who does not know that time is the same Supreme Personality is afraid of the time factor. Purport. Everyone is afraid of the activities of time, but a devotee who knows that the time factor is another representation or manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to fear from the influence of time. The phrase Rupa Veda Svadam is very significant. By the influence of time, so many forms are changing. For example, when a child is born, his form is small. But in the course of time, that form changes into a larger form, the body of a boy and then the body of a young man. Similarly, everything is changed and transformed by the time factor, or by the indirect control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Usually, we do not see any difference between the body of a child and the body of a boy or a young man, because we know that these changes are due to the action of the time factor. There is cause for fear for a person who does not know how time acts. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Swapadantakam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సగగణలలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం సే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపిక కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్తకాంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ఋషభానుసుతదేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వంచకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాచారి గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ అసెంబ్లీ వైష్ణవస్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం So here in Srimad Bhagavatam, in this chapter especially, there is three sections. So this is the first verse of the last section of this chapter. So this is verses are spoken by Kapila Muni. On request of questions asked by Mother Devahuti. So she asked many questions, especially in this chapter she asked three questions. First section talks about devotional service, mainly in terms of different people, how they are executing devotional service. She wants to know how this devotional service has to be practiced, because she is going to follow this path. In previous chapter, Kapila Muni explained about Sankhya philosophy and material nature, Ashtanga yoga. So in this, he is explaining about devotional service. And then the second section deals about how one can give respect to all living entities, understanding he is a part and parcel of Krishna as a spirit soul, and seeing everyone in that. But Kapila Muni explains in that section about the hierarchy of from non-living entities to living entities. So he talks about, he explained that one who is conscious is higher than unconscious material, and then gradually progressing, like one who has sense perception is greater. In that sense perception also, one is touch is greater than smell, then hearing, then moving to one who can see the form, that is greater than other sense perception. And then greater than that, one who has developed jaws, upper and lower jaws, or one who developed multi legs, and then quadruple, and then human being. So this is a hierarchy. So but then he didn't stop there. In human being, he explained, one who perform varnashram dharma, he is greater. So in varnashram dharma, the brahmanas are greater. And in brahmanas, who can clear the doubt of other living entities is greater. Among the greater than that is who is living their life according to the principles is mentioned in the Vedas. He is greater. And above that, one who is liberated platform, he is greater. And above all that, one who is performing pure devotional service is greater. So pure devotional service. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, one can read the Vedas, but the one who understands the purport of Vedas and surrender unto me, he actually understood the Vedas. So he gives that full hierarchy so that we have this equal, at the same time discriminating. So feeling equality among all living entities is there, but we have to discriminate. For example, Prabhupada gives the example of a tiger. A tiger is also, you know, carrying the part of Krishna as a spirit soul, but we cannot hug and embrace the tiger. So there is one principle Prabhupada explained, that a living entity, if it's higher, then we give respect. A living entity, if it is lower, then we give charity. So if a higher living entity, then we give respect, and lower living entity, so Prabhupada recommends that one give prasad to tiger. But like dog and cats, how we invite them and we give prasad, and they take prasad, and that's why we are giving charity to the inferior in quality. So this hierarchy is not based on the bodily platform, it is based on the qualities which is superior in nature. So one may question, then according to this hierarchy, then we are sometime as a devotee, as a Vaishnava, we worship Tulsi plant, we worship Govardhan hill, which are considered lower in terms of this hierarchy. So the Acharyas, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, is explaining that these, the Tulsi Maharani or Govardhan hill, they are all residents of, you know, Vrindavan. They are all Goloka Vrindavan residents. So they are high superior quality compared to any other material elements. So we have to worship them. So he clarifies that doubt. So that is the second section which explains detail. And also, as I said, so equal vision, so one should not confuse the equal vision which is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita and in this section. In Bhagavad Gita Samadarshana, it mainly talks about the jnanis who sees everything as equal. But here it's different. Otherwise, you know, Kapila Muni would have not spent much time in explaining each and every, you know, hierarchy of that. He would have mentioned in one verse and moved on. But this is different approach compared to Bhagavad Gita. And then now the third section, which is time. The time is very difficult to explain. Even in scientific or in material terms, it is very difficult to understand. All we know is the effect of time. So here, in the purport, it talks about the fear. So we are always fearful of something. Why we are so fearful? What is this fear? So fear arises from ignorance. This ignorance means there are two ways you can approach, you can see this ignorance. First is that we are ignorant of next problem. So we are always suffering, we are always getting some problem. But what is the next problem, we don't know. Because always, there is always a problem waiting at the corner to catch you. And we just, maybe we may consider usual notion of happiness is that's the time between two problems, that we don't have a problem. So we can say that people think that's happiness. That means, like on a basic platform, that when you avoid problem, then you are happy. But then, you know, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam talks about happiness in a different level. It talks about ananda. But then that you are ignorant of the next problem creates fear. Like you can see in other lower living entities, they are always fearful because they are fear that any other living entity can attack them or anything can happen to them. So, you know, that is the situation. Then another type of ignorance is that We identify with this material nature, identifying with this temporary body, that we are this body, I am, you know, so and so. We are identifying with this temporary thing, which is not satisfying at all. And that creates a lot of fear. If anything happens to my body, if anything happens to my extended body, so it's like a constant fear. So, if ignorance is what causing the fear, then one may propose this, you know, argument that just get knowledge. Why we have to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Ignorance is the cause of fear. Then you equip with knowledge, then you don't have to get fear. Or that you are identifying with the body, that is the cause. So then give up this false identification so you can get rid of this fear. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that this material energy is very difficult to overcome. It's not that easy that you identify and then overnight you give up. That will not work. It's like, imagine a carpet of glue and you put your one hand or something. And it's not that, you leave, you're trying to get all your hands in the thing. Eventually you get entangled. You need someone to take out of that. So that's why Krishna says this is very difficult. Actually it is impossible to overcome that. But one who surrendered to me, then it's easily I can overcome. It's like a sun is there. A sun rays are coming. The clouds are actually blocking the sun. By no man-made method you can remove the cloud so that you can see the sun. It is the mercy of the sun that the cloud is removed. It's not that we can, able to remove so that we can get the sun. So similarly, when we surrender to Krishna, then we can able to come out of this material identification and understand that we are eternally servant of Krishna. And then second, what it causes fear? Say for example, a child is there. A child shelter is his father, and if a parents. If a child see that something which a father cannot subdue, or any other living or anything, he sees that, then he get fearful. Because all while I am being dependent on father, and he is in trouble, I can see that. So he really gets fear. So there is that Krishna, everything comes from Krishna. Everything emanates from Krishna. Krishna is saying, everything comes from me. If we are convinced of the fact that Krishna is the controller, that everything comes from Krishna, then we don't have this fear because nothing can control Krishna. But we think that we have this notion that the second thing, there could be something which Krishna cannot control. There are some other things which Krishna cannot. If we have that idea, then we are in fear. Just like the child thinking that a father cannot able to subdue something. So that creates fear. So when we have that conviction that Krishna is the protector, Krishna is the controller, and everything, under Krishna, then we will not have fear because nothing can control Krishna. One thing only control Krishna, that is the pure love of devotees. That we will see anyway in Bhagavatam. And the third, since if you want fearlessness, we want to come out of fearlessness. Yeah? So the first quality of a sannyasi is to be fearless, because he has to preach boldly the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada all around the world. This is the first quality. And when we take shelter of such a bona fide spiritual master who is not envied towards any other living entity and who is giving this knowledge of devotional service to everyone, then we can able to get that fearlessness. Otherwise it's impossible. But it is interesting that the fear is only in material world. Because in Vaikuntha, the Vaikuntha means there is no fear or no anxiety. So you can see there's a pastime in 10th canto, that pastime of Agasur. So the boys are, you know, as usual, every day going to the forest, enjoying the picnic, imitating all the birds and flying and having a lot of fun. No? And then they come upon this huge, you know, snake. So Agasur wants to take revenge on Krishna, because Krishna killed his sister and brother. What is Agasur's brother name? Sister name. Putana. Putana's sister. What is Agasur's brother name? Snake. Yeah. Agasur is snake demon. Bakasur. So Bakasur, Agasur and Putana. Yeah. They are brothers and sister. So Krishna killed Putana and Bakasur. So Agasur came to take revenge on Krishna. So Agasur is huge. You know, its a description is given that his upper leaves are touching the clouds and lower leaves like a road. And you know, the clouds, it's touching the clouds, imagine. They are huge, and he opened his mouth to capture Krishna. Now, you know, it's interesting, when the boys are in the picnic, they're going, they're seeing this big creature, and they're saying, oh, this is a wonderful doll made by clay, by Krishna. It just looked like snake. They can't, you know, oh, this is wonderful. Where you see how nice it is. It is actually adding the beauty to Krishna, you know, pastime, to Vrindavan. See, they always see good. They're seeing Agasur as like a normal sculpture, how we see in different botanical garden, wherever we see. It's like that, adding beauty to Vrindavan. They're seeing like that. And when they see, some people, you know, some boys understood this is a snake, and they started running. And the other boy said, you know, why you are running? Don't run. This is just a, you know, even, you know, if it is a snake, what is the problem? We have Krishna. He has just killed Bakasur. Like that, he will kill this demon also. No need to get problem. Come, let's go and explore. So they are in a state of, you know, a little fear, but they want to go. They went and they saw a huge, you know, tongue like a, you know, jumping castle, like that they are seeing, and then they see teeth, and then bad smell is coming, but they want to go and explore. So they are, you know, clapping and, you know, enjoying, and then rushing inside the mouth. And the calves are raising their tails, and cows are raising their tail, and then rushing inside, just to want to explore. No fear, because they know that Krishna is there, and, you know, he can save us. But Krishna doesn't want them to go inside. So there is, you know, the acharya is writing the commentary is that the Lord is desiring something and it's not happening. But the devotee is desiring that they, you know, what is the problem? I will go enjoy. If anything happens, Krishna is there. So here, the desire of a devotee is greater than the desire of the Lord. The pure devotee desires is much greater control in nature than the Supreme Lord desire. Of course, it's the Leela Shakti is there, but we can see here that there is no dint of fear in the boys. They just know that Krishna is there, who is the protector, who is the controller, and he can give all protection. So that we see, that fearlessness. Then here this verse talks about the time. Because this section, as I said, Mother Devahuti asked this question. describe eternal time, by which, you know, understand that this is a form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by which, you know, people out of fear perform some pious activities. So here in this purport, Prabhupada write the six changes or transformation of a body undergoes. How time actually carry out this, that a child is born and grown, produce byproducts, stay for some time, then dwindle, then finally vanishes. Prabhupada write, even though we may not see these changes, it's just like a movie. A movie is taken, you know, every photo, and they rotate it so fast, it looks like as if it's moving. But it's actually, you know, every single stage the body is undergoing. And this time also very interesting. In a devotee, in a material way, we can understand the body, the how its transformation, how it's undergoing. In a devotional aspect also, it comes, you can understand that, you know, previously the section explains about the three types of devotees, how, you know, Kanishta and Madhyama and Uttama, and how one can, you know, travel in this. So I was actually thinking, in a three state, for example, one who is coming new, who does not have any faith or any, you know, understanding of Krishna, he asks this question: how is it possible? How is it possible, Krishna? You know, for example, any pastime in 10th canto, Krishna lifting the Govardhan hill, or subduing, you know, Kaliya, or killing the demons. You know, a person, you know, how is it possible? You know, this is not, I cannot believe it. This is just a mythology or fairy tale, or, you know. Then if he somehow or other continues his devotional path, he's going. Then in the middle stage, he is also asking the same question: how is it possible that the Supreme Lord is a chariot driver to Arjuna? My Lord is so sweet. The Bhakta Vatsala mood actually comes in place, that he is ready to do anything. How is it, you know, he is ready to, you know, play this, you know, pastime? He personally undergoing so many of difficulties. For example, in, you know, we recently had this Ram Navami. The whole episode of Ramayana, if you really see, Ram or, you know, Sita, they undergo so much of, you know, phases just to attract the conditioned soul. The Lord is undergoing so much of difficulty and things like that. How is it possible, the Lord to go like this? Then the third, you know, final, when a devotee, you know, very pure in advanced state, he is also asking, how is it possible? So some, you know, people are saying, oh, you know, Krishna killed Putana, or Krishna lifted, you know, Govardhan. Then the boys are saying, he actually does not lift Govardhan. We were having stick. That's why possible. Otherwise, how is it possible? Nanda Maharaj is saying, what you are talking, he is killing. He don't know where to go, you know, urine also. I have to clean every day. You are telling anything. The maximum comprehension which they have is, Krishna and Balaram is some sort of demigods. That's all. That's where stop, you know. The gopis are, you know, gopas are, you know, the whole 10th canto, you see the mood. They cannot under, you know, how is, they cannot, for them it's difficult to understand that Krishna is God. They are also asking, how is it possible? He is not God. Where we started, same only. So if we see, same question, but the emotion and the bhava is different. That is what bhakti. Bhakti is all about emotion. How you are, you know, transforming that negative, and, you know, to that positive emotion, and developing that towards Krishna. And that is what bhakti. So that is why time, you know, with time, we can able to understand. And it's the intention. That is where in the starting of this chapter, Kapila Muni explains. It is the intention. The Bhakti Yoga is one nature. It is not different. But then according to the intention, we classify our nature according to the modes of material nature and we perform bhakti. So that's why, in Bhakti Yoga, in Prabhupada, the interest is oneness in interest, not in as a Mayavad philosophy. A pure devotee means, so in Kapila Muni ends, previous two verses, he ends the Bhakti Yoga description. He says, to become pure devotee, he explains two qualities. Actually, more. The first is, it says that a devotee does not have any sense of proprietorship. If you have proprietorship, then we want to enjoy the result of action. We want to enjoy that result. The devotee does not have any sense of proprietorship. And then second, his mind is always absorbed in Krishna. If you have these qualities, then you are, becoming a pure devotee. And he also has oneness in interest. He does not have any other interest apart from the Supreme Personality of Godhead's interest. So, Prabhupada actually gives the definition of Bhakti Yoga. He gives, 1 minute, I'll just read that one. So he says that, so example that there is, we all want to enjoy, and this enjoyment, sense of enjoyment is coming from Supreme Personality of Godhead because he also wants to enjoy. He is a pleasure seeking. But then qualitatively same but quantitatively is different. So Prabhupada gives an example of a rich man and a poor man. Both want to enjoy, but both the amount of is different. A poor man cannot enjoy as much as a rich man. But when there is a cooperation between a poor man and the rich man, or between the big and the small man, then the enjoyment is shared equally. This is like Bhakti Yoga. When the living entity enters into the kingdom of God and cooperates with the Supreme Lord by giving him enjoyment, he enjoys the same facility or the same amount of pleasure as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the other hand, when the living entity wants to enjoy by imitating the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his desire is called Maya and it puts him in material atmosphere. A living entity who wants to enjoy on his personal account or not. So, so Bhakti Yoga is that we want to enjoy, but we want to enjoy by cooperation with Krishna and giving enjoyment to Krishna. Obviously, we will also be enjoyed. Like, if you want to give pleasure to all the parts of the body, we feed the food to stomach. It's very easy. If you want to independently enjoy, it's very difficult. By feeding food to the stomach, then all the parts of the body gets the nourishment and enjoyment. So similarly, giving enjoyment to Krishna, then obviously we are also sharing that enjoyment. So that's what Prabhupada gives as a definition of Bhakti Yoga. And this time, this purport ends, that the fear is caused because normally how the time acts, because we don't know how the time actually acting upon us. First of all, there is no proper knowledge. That's why when the death comes, for a non-devotee, it's like the fear personified. Prabhupada gives this example of the cat catching a rat and catching the kitten with the same mouth. The activity is same, but because the devotee has this knowledge that, you know, the death is just a phase, because the soul is eternal and is a servant of Krishna, then whatever effects on the body is just a body, temporary. So he has his knowledge, then there is no fear. So that's why this section, you know, starting with time and this chapter ends. So we see how three section and in this chapter. So I'll read the translation and then if we see if anyone has question or comments. The time factor who caused the transformation of the various material manifestation is another feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who does not know that time is the same Supreme Personality is afraid of the time factor. Hare Krishna. Any question, comments, correction? Because the anyone who does not know Supreme Personality of Godhead is afraid of the time factor. So, but he's saying, I go outside, you know, I don't see anyone is fear. Is that right? Because when you stopping them for books, do they stop?
Some.
Why everyone running?
No time.
Yeah. Because they have 30 minutes only break. Otherwise, boss will get on their case. Is it not fearful of time? I will not get paid. I lose my job. Is they don't know. They're working for a material boss. Time immemorial. So, you know. So you are not afraid of time when you're doing books. You see watch? Oh, 5 minutes I didn't catch, no one stopped. 10 minutes I didn't give books. 30 minutes I'm feeling hungry, lunch break. What do you do? What are you doing? What is your state of consciousness at that time? You just want to give Krishna to everyone, right? So because your boss is so merciful. whether you give or not, you are joyful. Because there is no effect of time on you. Right? They may not... You apparently they look like, you know, wearing coat suit and, you know, happy and, you know, going in a BMW or something like that. But you scratch a little bit, then, you know, you will see they will pour out. Right? So, yeah, everyone afraid of time. That's right. Right? Yes, Guruji.
As you said, thank you for the very magic. Time and tide for none. Time is so important. The Prabhupada's life, you can see how strict he was in everything.
Yes,
every
right.
Meticulous. Yeah. I was reading the other day Shukriti's book, What is the Problem with You? So the book is, so he is feeling so much ecstasy in salvation of Prabhupada. That's what we have utilized our time in serving Krishna and Krishna's devotees.
Yeah.
That is the most important thing.
That's right. Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.
Jai. Go on. You want garland? Garland?